This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we got to yell at him every time it goes poorly for the quarterback?
You can yell them all.
Okay.
You have to limit it.
Okay. Like, I'm making sure of it. Because it's like, you know, I think people are drawing sides. We'll get back to the Guardians coming up here shortly. But there's people drawing sides, and it's like, well, if this continues to go this way, everybody's going to go. Yeah, they'll just start fresh. Because the more times you play him, the more obvious it is that you're going to lose the locker room. And I think you're losing the locker room as time goes already. Now, I don't want to sit there and confirm, but you know, we've talked about it off the air. There's might be a couple of people who might not be thrilled right now. And you do have a responsibility to 52 other guys, and you don't want to lose that locker room. So I know that Kevin Stefanski's bought a lot of goodwill with us over the last 4 years, fans, but that can be lost in a short amount of time.
Boy,
with
really
players
short
in the locker room if, man, they don't believe you're doing what's necessary to help them win.
Yep.
So if this is just some sort of an issue where what he tells us could be completely different than what it is. I mean, he could look at them and go, guys, my hands are tied. Or it's just like, you know what? No, I'm making the decision. All right, well, you'll live and you'll go away with that decision. So that's some of the things that he has to take into account. But you have something different here. You wanted to examine. I made a joke. It drew my ire with Andrew Berry, the whole Cedric Tillman, the jet sweep on third down. You got bothered by it, and you said what about that said Tillman play on the jet sweep?
It was the first time in the Stefanski run where I looked at him like a bad Browns coach. He has been, outside of the first game he coached. The first game he coached, they got blown out by the Ravens, if you remember that.
Yeah. 38-7, right?
Yeah. Outside of that, his teams have been, you know, so professional. You've had an edge in so many games with play calling. It's not a Cleveland homer saying that. That's people around the league. And so much so that with the Browns, when the Browns go to the playoffs, people outside of Cleveland go, whoa, what's going on there? Because what do people think about the Browns? What do people think traditionally about this team? And when Stefanski is the head coach, that has changed so much of that essence, of that reputation, until Sunday. Sunday, he looked like you could have plopped him in on the 0-16 team, the 1-15 team, the 3-13 team. Man, they have a bunch of those. Throwing a 4-12.
Yeah.
I mean, that is exactly what that play looked like.
He looked desperate.
Because it's not only that they run the sweep, and sometimes I don't even think that's the smartest guy in the room thing. I think sometimes you have a feel for your team, and you see teams go to the outside when you're like, why don't you just run the ball up the middle? Oh, huge play on the outside. Then you love it, right?
Well, they ran that with Jarvis Landry several times back in the day. I mean, you know that.
They did, yes. In this case, you know, it's 3rd and 1. The quarterback sneak is not really in the repertoire for Deshaun Watson, right? You've got a quarterback that can't really do it. Unfortunately, you see what Philadelphia is able to do on their 3rd and 1s and 4th and 1s. They can be like 2.
Yeah.
Like they can get to like a little over 2 and still use that play. We don't have that. That's why they brought Jameis Winston into the pass. But then everybody knows what it's going to be, and it's going to become an easy play to stop, especially with who's your center? Who are your guards right now? I mean, that's part of the problem. With all that said, Cedric Tillman? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Of all the guys on your team,
I don't know.
What is it about it? And yeah, listen to Jonathan Vilma, who was on the call
Great.
Of the game.
Got to listen to Jonathan Vilma.
On Fox.
Great.
And this will be like stopped in the backfield as Cedric Tillman is tackled by, guess who? Mr. 200, Brandon Graham.
Yeah, great job, Brandon Graham. He gets that tackle for loss, but what a terrible call. Kevin Stefanski, everything had been north and south, and you're going to watch Brandon Graham reads this it's too easy for him, right? No one blocks him. What are you expecting? He's 15 years in the league. He knows that play. He's seen it a million times. Everything was downhill for the Browns offense. They were doing a good job with that. No point in having that fly sweep.
They had run the ball, audio courtesy of Fox. They had run the ball. This was one of the games. I know the final stats, it only ends up being like 4 yards per carry. They had gashed them on a number of plays. And on that play, he elects to go with that. Why?
It was a terrible call.
And why the player?
Because I think that...
I'm almost more concerned about the player that they chose to use.
I have no real explanation for it. And I have no real excuse for it. It was a terrible play call. And I think you're right. It does look like a bad old Browns coach when you make that decision.
But
like,
what about Tillman's career and body of work makes you think that that's the guy?
He doesn't have a body of work. That's why I almost got madder at Andrew Berry for it. I go, how do we have another third-round wide receiver that can't play? How do we have another third-round wide receiver that's as mobile as a cardboard box? How do we have another one of these guys? It's either a fast guy with no hands and no heart. It's either a slow guy
who can't move.
It's
that
either
situation.
An understated. Actually, yeah, because he'd at least been fast. Of course, he probably would have ran backwards.
True.
And then you got another guy who, I mean, he can't stay on the field because he's not healthy. He's undersized and he's not healthy. I mean, these are your third round wide receivers. And then the other guys you trade picks for. Elijah Moore is on the side of a milk carton, or he's hurt. Jerry Jeudy, that's a busted play. I don't have any reason to argue with Jerry Jeudy. And then Amari Cooper might be playing in his final three games here with the Cleveland Browns, and that's it. So it hasn't worked out. So I draw my ire with Andrew Berry, but I can't take everything out on Andrew Berry just because I'm frustrated with the Kevin Stefanski play. You are right. For the first time, he really looked like an overmatched Browns coach. And I've seen real bad coaching where it's disorganized. I thought it was organized. I just thought it was desperate and silly. It was a desperate, silly call.
And I mean, the Raiders.
Yes, you're right.
When the Raiders ran a play like that, it was DJ Turner, who was 5'9", he's a speedster. Like, he could do. Cedric Tillman is not that.
No.
There's nothing about. Of all the guys that you could have given that play to, wouldn't Cedric Tillman be towards the bottom?
Even if you had, Jalen Darden going in motion, and I'll leave it with this. If you had Jalen Darden going in motion, you could get somebody to read that and you could open up the A game.
Yeah, there you go.
You could do something like that. You don't even have to hand that off. I wish I could disagree with you. I thought I was going to.
And
I can't.
It's
such a mind-boggling call.
Of a lot of the issues, we think Stefanski is definitely not the top, and we've been very supportive of him. It just didn't seem like it looked like that on Sunday.